借主早晨带领我们来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord for leading us this morning to worship Him.
真的觉得和弟兄姊妹同聚集敬拜主是一个非常非常大的福气。
I truly feel it is a tremendous blessing to worship with brothers and sisters.
好，我们每一位弟兄姊妹都珍惜和弟兄姊妹一同聚集敬拜的机会。
May we all treasure such opportunity to gather to worship the Lord.
我们今天要继续的交通我两个月以前交通的一个题目。
And today I want to continue my fellowship two months ago.
就是往下扎根，向上结果。
That is to take root below and bear fruit above.
好，请弟兄姊妹再来一起看一下圣经。
Let's turn to some passages together.
第一处是以赛亚书三十七章。
First, passage is in Isaiah chapter 37.
从三十一读到三十二节。
Verses 31 and 32.
以赛亚书三十七章三十一和三十二节。如果我们有福音朋友在旁边的话，请特别留意一下他有没有圣经，能不能找得到圣经，好吗？
Please help those gospel friends around you.
好，翻到以后，我们所有弟兄姊妹都一同来念。
Let's read it together.
以赛亚书三十七章三十一节来。由大家所逃脱剩仍要往下扎根向上结果，必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。第二处我们来读约翰一书二章二十七。
First John chapter 2 verse 27。
约翰一书二章二十七。
First John chapter 2 verse 27。
在很靠近启示录的地方啊，弟兄姊妹。约翰一书二章二十七，我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。第三处我们来读约翰福音十五章。约翰福音十五章读一到八节。
Gospel according to John chapter 15 verses 1 through 8.
约翰福音十五章一到八。
John chapter 15 verses 1 through 8.
我们弟兄姊妹轮流念好吗？
Let's read alternatively, brothers and sisters.
我们请弟兄们先开始。
Brothers.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, or every branch that does bear fruit, prunes so that it will become even more fruitful.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Inside the branch is thrown away and withers, such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire.
常在我里面。我的话也藏在你们里面，把你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。好，我们再念一处就暂停一下。
And let's turn to another passage.
马太福音十六章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16.
我们念24到25节。
Verses 24 through 26.
马太福音16章24到25节。
Matthew chapter 16 verses 24 through 26. 24-25.
好，我们四位弟兄姊妹一同来念。
Let's read it together.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。好，我们圣经先暂时读这一些。
And that will temporarily conclude our passage reading.
以赛亚接受神给他的指示。
Isaiah received the instruction from the Lord.
告诉我们在末后的时代，无论是旧约是新约的时代。
And they're telling us that in the end times, whether it be the Old Testament time or the New Testament,
整个属灵的光景并不是那么的辉煌荣耀。
That the spiritual condition was not that glorious.
但是总是有一些少数的人叫做渔民。
But yet there are always some remnants.
他们要竭力的来跟从主。
And these will be the people who follow the Lord with all their might.
他们向往神的耶路撒冷。
And that they just desire the Jerusalem.
他们直往锡安山奔跑。
And they run the course of to Mount Zion.
也就是往神永远的旨意来追求。
And to pursue after the eternal purpose of God.
也是往神创造我们生命的这个目的来追求。
And it's to pursue after the very purpose for which God created us.
这个生命最终的结果就是要来结果子。归荣耀给神。
Because the fruit of life is to bear fruit and to glorify God.
所以我们从创世纪一开始。
Therefore, from Genesis,
当神把天地万物和人类造好之后。
When God created all the heaven and earth,
他就指示这第一个人亚当。
And he had directed Adam, the first man,
在园子的中央有一棵生命树。
That there was a tree of life in the middle of that garden.
这棵树是他的食物。
That this garden shall be his food.
他必须到这棵树里面来得供应，来成长。
That he needs to receive the supply from that very tree and to grow.
但是亚当堕落失败了。
And yet Adam fell.
但是神没有放弃。
And yet God did not let go of him.
所以那棵真正的生命树就是我们的主耶稣。
That true tree of life is our Jesus.
他就在两千年前降生到地上。
And so he was born 2,000 years ago.
他在十字架上成就的救恩。
And to accomplish salvation on the cross.
是凡信他的人都可以来吃生命树的果子。
So that whoever believes in him can partake that fruit of the life.
我们都在时间中再这样来吃主喝主。
And in our destined time, we come to eat and drink of our Lord.
盼望我们能够像主。
And hopefully we can be like our Lord.
盼望我们的神在我们身上能够得着果子。
And hopefully the Lord can receive the fruit from us.
这是那位栽培我们的父心中最大的盼望。
And this is the greatest desire of the Father who planted us.
他要我们有甜美丰盛的果子来荣耀他。
He desired us to have a sweet and abundant fruit in order to glorify him.
每次想到父亲对我们的心意。
And every time I think about the Father's heart toward us.
心里面真的觉得又惭愧又战惊。
And I feel ashamed and I tremble.
因为我们地上的父亲对我们也都有一些的期望。
Because even our earthly father has some expectations toward us.
我们可能大部分人对地上父亲的期望，我们也是不怎么太理会。
And perhaps most of us do not understand even our earthly father's expectations.
我们更多的时候可能还是照着自己的心意而行。
And more often than not, we follow our own desires.
啊，对这位看不见的父亲，我们可能更是这样。
And perhaps we do that even more with this father that's invisible.
所以以色列人他们在旷野里面的经历成为我们一个非常大的见证。
And therefore the experience of the Israelites in the wilderness becomes our warning.
两百多万出埃及的以色列人。
That more than 2 million who left Egypt.
最后大部分人都倒闭在旷野。
Most of them fell in the wilderness.
并没有进到神的目的地迦南。
They did not enter into the land of Canaan which God desired for them to enter.
除了加勒和约书亚之外。
except Caleb and Joshua.
那一代的人全倒闭在旷野。
And people of that generation all fell in the wilderness.
所以这个历史要成为我们一个里面很大的警戒。
And therefore this history shall become a great warning to us.
可见的属灵的路并不是那么容易走。
And it's very clear to us that spiritual way is not very easy.
在属灵的世界里面有一个非常诡诈的仇敌。
In the spiritual realm, there is an enemy.
他每天处心积虑的，就是要把我们从这条生命的路上拉出去。
Every day he will use all kind of tactic to pull us away from this way of life.
他用罪恶。
That through sin.
他用世界的好处。
Through the goodness that offered by the world.
他挑旺我们里面那个己的骄傲和虚荣。
And he stir up the pride within our natural life.
只要有一点点被他抓住，他就把我们拉出去了。
And as long as he can take a little hold of us, he will grasp us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们应当怎样的警醒，怎样的殷勤
？And how shall we be alert and be diligent?
才能够叫父亲的心意不被仇敌所阻挡。
And so to satisfy the heart of our Father.
我们看见实践中教会一直在进行。
And you see that the history goes on in the church.
有许多看见神目的的，他们就来追求。
And those who have seen the purpose of the Lord, they followed it.
所以一直到时间结束的时候。
Until the end of time.
在启示录里边。
That in Revelation.
在最后一章，我们看见生命树显现在圣城新耶路撒冷。
And in the final chapter of Revelation, we see this tree of life being manifested in the New Jerusalem.
在那条生命水的河的两旁，都满了生命树。
And along the bank of the tree, the river of life, you see all kinds of tree of life.
我们真是要赞美神。
And we need to thank the Lord.
他的旨意一定永定。
And because His purpose is set and determined.
凡是信他、愿意跟随他的人，他都不能把我们带到这个目的。
And those who believe Him and willing to follow Him, He will bring us into His purpose.
上次我们讲到扎根要扎在哪里。
And last time we talked about where should we take our root.
我们说扎在心里。
And we say that we need to take the root in our hearts.
扎在圣灵里。
In the Holy Spirit.
扎在基督里。
And take root in Christ.
那这个先决的条件是什么呢？
And what is the prerequisites?
我们先要得到基督的生命。
And first of all, we need to receive the life of Christ.
我们不可能把一个石头种到地上去，盼望它能够发芽生长。
Because it is impossible to plant a stone into the ground and hoping that it will germinate.
我们必须去找一个活的种子，然后把它种下去。
You need to find a lively seed and plant it.
那这样我们就可以期望雨水、阳光来温暖、来滋润它们。
And then you expect it to germinate as the rain falls and the sun comes on them.
这个发芽生长结果是指日可待的。
And you can expect it to germinate and bear fruit.
所以在我们中间如果有福音朋友，
And if there are some gospel friends among us,
你尚未接受耶稣为你的救主，
You have not received Jesus as your Savior,
或者是更准确地说，
Or more accurately said,
你尚未从主那里得到重生，得到这个生命，
You've never been born again and received that life from God,
那么你要先来接受他，
Then you need to receive Him first.
他是神给我们的种子。
Because he is the seed that's given by God.
他借着圣经来启示我们。
That through the Bible he revealed it to us.
借着传扬的功夫让我们来认识，来接受他。
And through the preaching of the word and then help us to receive it.
我们非常高兴你在圣徒们的会中一同来听他的话。
And I'm very overjoyed to see you in the congregation of the saints to hear his word.
进一步的邀请你。
And I want to invite you.
就坐在你的位置上。
And you can, as you're sitting on your seat,
把你的心门打开。
Open up the gate of your heart.
告诉主耶稣。
And you tell Jesus.
我已经看见这些见证。
He says, I've seen all these testimonies.
我感觉到你在这里。
And I feel that you're here.
我愿意接受你。
I'm willing to accept you.
我要得这个生命。
I want to receive that life.
那我才能够扎根，才能够结果。
So I can take root and bear fruit.
那关于扎在心田里。
And as we talked about taking root in the heart,
我们原来那颗心是污秽的、刚硬的。
And originally that heart was vile, was hardened.
充满诡诈的、虚伪的。
Was full of falsehood, and hypocrisy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须认识我们的心。
And we need to know our hearts.
神要的是什么心呢？
And what kind of heart, the condition of heart God desires?
纯一清洁的心。
It is an undivided and pure heart.
我们必须把那些掺杂、把污秽，借着圣灵的工作把它除掉。
And all the vile, the contamination can be dealt with by the Holy Spirit.
神要诚实无畏的心。
And God wants the honest heart.
我们必须把假冒和虚伪从我们心里面把它除掉。
And take away all hypocrisy from our hearts.
到这位圣洁全知的神面前。
That we come before this omniscient and a powerful and pure God.
我们没有丝毫的东西可以向他隐瞒。
And there's nothing that can be hidden from him.
即使藏在你心的最深处，神仍然知道他。
And he would know even the depth of your heart.
我们有这么多的人得救。
And so many have been saved.
但是能够把基督丰满的果子结出来的不多。
Yet there are only a few who can bear that abundant fruit.
都因为心没有被对付好。
It is because of our hearts that have not been dealt with.
我们没有得着诚实无畏的心。
We have not received that honest heart.
神要一颗柔软谦卑的心。
And God desires a soft and gentle heart.
把刚硬和骄傲除掉。
And take away all the hardness, all the pride.
昨天我们有三位初信的弟兄姊妹做见证。
And yesterday we had three new believers who gave their testimonies.
他们几乎每一位都提到原来的心是骄傲的。
And each one of them almost mentioned about their heart was prideful.
弟兄姊妹，光知道不够的。
And it is not enough just to know.
我们必须来治死它。
Because you need to deal with it.
愿意被主来破碎它。
And you need to break it and put to death.
当我们有一个纯一清洁的心。
And when you have a pure heart.
诚实无畏的心。
And an honest heart.
柔软谦卑的心。
And a soft and gentle heart.
这个种子就在里面找到了好土。
And then the seed would find the good soil.
它就必要生长结实百倍。
And it would definitely sprout, germinate, and bear much fruit.
第二个，我们要扎根在圣灵里。
And secondly, we need to take root in the Spirit.
圣灵是我们这个根吸取水源的地方。
Because the Spirit is where the root takes all its nutrition.
我们若是不跟圣灵紧紧地连接在一起。
If we were not connected closely to the Spirit.
这个刚发芽的，它就要枯萎。
And this seed that just germinated will wither.
即使它还在活着，它就不能结果子。
Even though it is still alive, but it was not able to bear fruit.
因为结果子乃是因为这棵树，它生命丰富了。
But because bear fruit is a result of abundant life.
如果它仅仅是在那里求生存。
If the seed is just barely alive,
挣扎着在那里活着，
it is just surviving,
就不可能结果子。
Then it will not be able to bear fruit.
我们可以试试我们家里面种的水果。
If you try to do that with your fruit trees,
有一颗你呢就好好的浇灌施肥。
And you can try to plant one well and water it well.
有一颗呢就特别不让它得着这些供应。
And the other one, you will eliminate it from all kinds of nutrition.
结果呢是立即可见。
And you will see the immediate results.
我们扎根在基督里。
So we take root in Christ.
基督是我们的本源。
That Christ is our source.
我们生命由他而出。
Because life comes from him.
基督是我们的家。
And Christ is our home.
我们不能离开这个本源。
That we cannot depart from our source.
我们不能离开这个家。
And we cannot leave that home.
好，前面我们讲到扎根在这三个地方。
So previously we mentioned about how we take, where we take root.
那我们怎么去扎根呢？
But how do we take root?
好，我们来讲五个点。
And there are five points I want to mention.
你可以把它当作你这棵树的五个根。
You can think of it and imagine it to be five different roots.
第一个，我们就是要顺服恩膏的教训。
The first is to follow, submit to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们得了重生。
You know that we have been reborn.
是因圣灵的工作。
It is because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
当我们罪被洗净的时候。
That when our sins are being cleansed.
圣灵就立即住进来。
And the Holy Spirit enters and abides in us.
所以你不知道。
And even though you don't know it.
但是它在里面发生了。
But it happened.
心门打开的时候，圣灵住进来。
That as you open up your heart, the Holy Spirit comes in.
他成为另一位保惠师。
And he becomes another comforter.
在这位神重生的儿女身上，一直做教导、带领、启示的工作。
And he continued the work of teaching and revealing in the life of a child.
每一位蒙恩得救、受尽归主的弟兄姊妹们。
That everyone who has believed in Lord and be baptized.
我们都要非常注意圣灵住在里面这件事情。
We need to really focus on and pay attention to the Holy Spirit abiding in us.
要相信。
We need to believe.
要尊重。
We need to honor it.
要来操练跟随。
We need to honor him and to practice and to follow.
所以顺服恩膏的教训。
And therefore to follow the anointing.
是我们蒙恩得救以后最重要的一个操练。
It is one of the most important practice in our lives after we believe.
没有另外一个人。
Because apart from him.
可以取代圣灵的工作。
There is no one who can replace the work of the Spirit.
在属灵的人。
That even though you're so spiritual.
他都无法这样来帮助我们。
He can never help you so.
他不能住在你的里面。
Because he's not able to abide in you.
他不是无所不知。
And he's not omniscient.
也不是无所不能。
He's not omnipotent.
这位圣灵。
And yet this Holy Spirit.
他是非常温柔的灵。
And he is a gentle spirit.
是慈爱怜悯的灵。
It is a loving and merciful spirit.
他按着我们的心愿。
That according to our desires,
他来带领我们。
He leads us.
所以得救以后。
And therefore after you are saved.
有的人长得快。
Some grows mature very fast. And some matures very slowly.
有的人甚至都不长。
And some do not even mature at all. Why?
因为圣灵是按着你的心愿来带领你。
Because the Holy Spirit will lead you according to what you desire.
他会来感动你。
He will move you.
他会来催促你。
He will urge you.
但他绝对不会强迫你。
Yet he will never force you.
所以我们要来尊重，要来注意。
Therefore, we need to pay attention to him and to honor him.
这里约翰告诉我们。
And here John tells us.
他说我们是从主领受这个恩膏。
He says that this anointing has come from the Lord.
圣灵在这里被称为一个恩膏。
That here the Holy Spirit is being addressed as the anointing.
它是一直存在我们心中的。
It is anointing that remains in us.
一进来就不再走的。
Once he enters, it is there forever.
那么当这个恩膏存在我们里面的时候。
And when this anointing remains in us.
约翰告诉我们说并不用人教训你们。
And John tells us that we need not anyone to teach us.
自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
Because the anointing of the Lord shall teach us about all things.
这个是什么一个意思呢？
And what does that mean?
因为在我们的灵里头
And because in our spirit,
有一个功用
there is a function,
是直觉
it is an instinct.
除了直觉之外还有一个跟神交通还有、得着交通还有得着启示以及、良心的功用
And apart from our instinct, there is a conscience that can fellowship with the Lord and receive his revelation.
而这个恩膏的教训呢特别是在我们的灵的直觉上面来做工的。
And this anointing works closely with the instinct of our heart.
灵有感觉。
And because our spirit have its senses.
就像我们这个人有感觉一样。
Just like our physical body have senses.
但这个直觉呢跟我们用心思去领会知识道理不同。
Yes, this instinct is not a result of our analytical thinking.
它乃是直接的。
It is very direct.
不需要外面的知识或是外面的人事物来影响它的。
It did not need to be influenced by anything outwardly.
直接从圣灵把那个启示给这个灵。
It is directly a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
然后从这个明白呢，再转到我们的心思里面去，让它能够接受。
And from that understanding, enter into our mind so that we're able to understand it.
所以弟兄们告诉我们说。
And therefore, brothers tells us.
我们的灵呢是可以知道神。
That our spirit can know God.
但是呢，心思呢，只能够明白神。
Yet our mind can only understand God.
这个知道和明白是不一样的。
So to know and to understand are different.
所以我们传福音的时候。
And therefore when we preach the gospel.
有很多朋友他们说 他相信。
And some friends would say, well, I believe.
但我们就要问问他你是在哪里相信的
And then we'll ask him where now what do you believe
很多人呢是在这里相信
And some believe only in their minds
啊、oh, 我同意有一位神
I agree that there is a God
啊、oh, 我同意这些道理都是好道理
And I concur that these are good teachings
啊、这些是我相信的
And that's what I believe
但是呢他的灵并没有得到开启
Yet his spirit was not opened
因为他的罪不肯对付
Yet because he was not willing to deal with his sin
他心门不肯打开
And he's not willing to open his heart
所以圣灵的光照不进来
And therefore the light of the spirit is not able to enter
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Therefore brothers and sisters
我们要求在灵里的认识神
We need to seek the understanding in our spirit
知道他的旨意
And to know his will
他就必会在生活中引导我们
Then he will guide us in our daily lives
约翰告诉我们说
And John tells us
他会在凡事上教训我们
He will teach us in all things
凡事上
In all things
太奇妙了
It is wonderful
从你的读经
From your Bible study
从祷告
to your prayer life,
从你人生中许许多多的决定
to all the decisions in your life,
大的小的决定
whether it be great matters or small,
他都会来教训我们
he will teach you,
这是圣灵今天在你里面所要做的工作
and that is the very work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in you,
他的实行的方式好像涂油匠
and the way that he does it is just like an anointing,
叫我们很舒服的
and it's very comfortable,
但是你要细细的去感觉它
Yet you need to sense it
因为呢它不像弄一个火在你旁边那么快就感觉到有东西
It is not like a fire to which when you're close to it you can sense it immediately
也不是弄一阵大风把你刮一下然后你觉得哇神在这里
Nor does it come in a great wind that you sense wow the presence of the Lord
是把那个神圣的膏油涂在你的灵里头
But it's to anoint the holy anointing in your heart
让你能够知道他的旨意
Then you'll come to know his will
我们大概一年多以前有一位弟兄叫做李木胜
And about a year or so ago there is a brother Lee
他是一个受圣灵引导很深的一个弟兄
He was the one who closely followed the Holy Spirit
那很奇妙在他很小很小的时候
And very interestingly when he was very young
大概三岁都还不到四岁
when he was three
因为他的母亲离家了
And because his mother left home
那看管他的人呢有一天疏忽了他就跑出去了
and the caregiver did not take good care of him so he just wandered outside
他走过他们这个城的门
and he passed through the city gate
走到一条公路
and he walked on the highway
翻过两座小山丘
and he walked through two hills
走了四十华里的路去找他母亲
and he walked more than 40 miles to find his mother
如果叫我去走的话我完全没有信心
and if I were the one who traveled that far I would not have faith
我一离开家门我就不知道东西南北到底妈妈往哪边跑啊
and once I left my home I don't know where my mother is
但是他里面的感觉就是那个方向
yet in the instinct that he has in his heart tells him
走到一个礼拜堂
and direct him to a chapel
他说妈妈在里面
And he felt that the mother's in there.
他就跑到门口看一看。
So he kind of peeked inside.
果然妈妈坐在里面敬拜神。
And really his mom was in there worship God.
他在外面玩耍等候他。
So he played outside and wait as he waited for his mom.
然后后来他妈妈聚会完出来了。
And after the mom finished her worship.
问他说你是怎么找到我的？
And she asked him, "How did you find me?"
他说我就自己找到你的。
He says, "Well, I came on my own."
所有的大人没有一个相信的。
And no adults would believe his story.
他们想说一定是他的家人派人来找他，结果找到了，用这个小孩做这个诱饵，要把他再带回家去。
And they all thought it must be her relatives who sent him here.
但是他的的确确是。圣灵引导他，直觉带领他来找他母亲。
But it was really the leading of the Holy Spirit that following that instinct he came.
有一次我还在读书的时候。
I remember when I was still in school.
有弟兄从外地来找我去工作。
And there was a brother who came to invite me to work with him.
那我觉得我不应该去工作。
But I feel that I should not go work right now.
我应该在校园里面好好读书传福音。
I should stay on campus and study and preach gospel.
认为这是我来美国的目的。
And because I sense that's the very purpose why I came.
所以那时候我用的心思去分析这样这样这样这样，那所以我不可以去工作。
So I was analyzing it with my mind, and therefore I concluded I should not go work.
我的直觉不敏锐。
And my instincts was not very sharp.
但是到最后。我们经过好几个月祷告寻求印证是神要带我出去
and yet through months of prayer and seeking it proved that it was God's will for me to go work
那么后来在工作的时候
and then during that time when I was working
有一天中午要回家吃饭
and one lunch time I was going to go home and have lunch
刚开车没有多远
and just when I was driving not too far
里面忽然有声音
there was a voice inside of me
说我在这里只会工作两年
And telling me that I would only work here for 2 years.
我回到家里，饭还没吃，赶快跟英美说。
So when I returned home before I took my had my lunch, I told my wife.
我说刚才我感动，说我只会在这里两年。
I told her that I have sensed in my heart that I'm only going to be here 2 years.
但是因为我没有很多这个经历。
But because I didn't have much experience like that.
就跟英美讲说，我们先不要告诉别人。
So I told my wife, don't tell anyone else.
免得如果没有成就的话，去绊倒弟兄姊妹。
So that it will not stumble others when it's not fulfilled.
但是我跟英美有个决定。
But we had a decision.
如果只有两年，
If I only remain here for 2 years,
那我们一定要好好在这里装备追求。
Then we really need to be equipped and seek God.
两年之后，不知道神要把我们带到哪里去。
Because after 2 years, I don't know where God's going to lead me.
果然，在两年还差几个月的时候，
And just about a few months to the 2 year,
我们那个小部门呢，整个解散了。
And my the place where I work was disintegrated.Or,
就是他们那个 group 这个没有了。
And the group was let go.
那我当时在台湾一回来了，发现我没有部门了。
So when I returned from Taiwan, I realized there was no department where I can work in.
那我就在那寻求。
So I sought the Lord.
是什么意思？
And I asked for His will.
后来公司告诉我说，我可以转部门。
So my company told me that you can go to a different group.
啊，我也可以回去读我的书。
Or you can return to campus and study.
因为当时来的时候就是讲好的。
And because we had an agreement.
我肯定还要再回去读书。
And it was agreed upon that I will return to my study.
神给我一个完全的自由做选择。
And God had given me such a freedom to make a decision.
啊，绿卡也在那个时候拿到。
And I had received my green card then.
本来我觉得不好，再拿到绿卡就走。
And I did not feel quite right as soon as I received my green card and I leave that work.
但最后公司给我的自由，让我可以完全没有顾虑的去选择。
Yet my company had given me total freedom to choose what I wanted to do.
啊，最后祷告也是印证了是这样。
So I prayed and it proved that it was so.
当我们离开的时候
，And when we left,
真的是两年。
It was truly 2 years.
没有人的手去安排这些事情。
There was no hand of man in this.
如果是出于圣灵的引导。
And if it's a guidance that came from the Spirit,
啊，必定会成就。
He will surely accomplish it.
那回到学校以后。
And after I returned to campus,
本来它是一个春季班，是没有奖学金的。
It was a fall session, and they did not give any scholarship.
啊，早上我去的时候。老师说没有都没有。
And sorry, it was already spring quarter, and they did not give any scholarship. So when I talked to the professor, they did not have anything available.
但是到了吃过中饭的时候，我觉得好像有。
And yet after lunch, I sensed that there must be scholarship for me.
我就再去找那个老师。
So I went to that professor again.
照着人的常情的话，这是很不好意思的。
And because ordinarily you would be very embarrassed to do that.
几个小时前是没有的，你怎么吃过饭就来了呢
？And how can you talk to him a few hours ago? He told you no, and then you coming back again.
但是里面感觉是有的。
And、yet in my heart, I felt there is there.
来跟教授一谈。
And so after I talked to the professor,
我刚刚拿到，我刚刚打听到一个电话。
He says, "Well, I just received a phone call."
我那个申请的那个 grant 已经批准了。
And I already got the grant that I applied for.
而他所要做的三样内容，正是我要读。过去工作的经验。
And the 3 project that he wanted to do was just matched my study and my work experience.
所以在那个办公室里面，我真的是对神起了敬畏。
So I really revered and feared God as I stood in that office.
他一直在带领我们。
He continued to lead us.
所以我们应当顺服恩膏的教训。
Therefore, we need to submit ourselves to obey that anointing.
我们操练在小事上来顺服他。
And to practice to obey him in little matters.
让他引导我们在人生每一步路的决定。
So that he can guide us in every decision of our lives.
第二个，我们要操练住在基督里。
Secondly, we need to practice to abide in Christ.
主呼召门徒们。
When the Lord called the disciples,
来跟从我。
He says, "Come and follow me."
但是来是第一步。
But coming is the first step.
我们记得当约翰和安德烈跟随主的时候。
You know when John and Andrew followed Jesus?
他们问他说：“夫子，在哪里住？”
They asked him, "Rabbi, where do you live?"
主就把他们带去。
And the Lord led them to.
圣经说那一天他们就与他同住。
And so the Bible says that night they stayed with him.
所以刚才我们所读的约翰福音15章。
And when the John chapter 15 that we just read.
特别提到了7次住在基督里。
It mentions 7 times abide.
我们中文呢都是用常在。
And it is the same character, same word in Chinese.
但是它原来意思就是住在。
Yet what it means in English actually is to abide.
约翰因为从头一天就跟主住在一起。
Because John has abided with the Lord from the first day on.
所以他对于住的这个经历体会的特别的深刻。
So he had a deeper experience and understanding about abiding.
所以我们看见说主呼召我们来。
And therefore we see when Jesus calling us.
目的是要来跟他同住。
And the purpose is for us to abide with him.
要以他为我们的家。
And to have him as our home.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
And therefore all brothers and sisters who are saved.
我们都要安家在基督里。
We need to take root and to abide in Christ.
在今天我们这个时代。
That in the day and age nowadays.
我们有很多旅馆。
We have many hotels.
我相信我们不会把旅馆当作我们的家。
I don't think that we will regard hotels as our home.
我们也用这些邮政信箱。
And we also have PO boxes.
我们也不会把邮局那个 box 当作我们家。
And nor do we regard that little box as our homes.
但是我们在这个电子时代里面，一世代。
Yet in this age of electronics,
我们呢、啊、有很多这个 email address.
We have email.
电子邮箱。
We also have email addresses.
我们呢、啊、可能不知不觉中间呢，我们就变成有好多家。
And it seems like we have many different homes.
而且我们呢很轻易就换。
And we can change our email addresses so easily.
特别是年轻人啊。
Especially young people.
有时候你跟不上他们搬家的速度。
Sometimes you cannot just catch up with them.
今天我们在这个时代里。
You know, now in nowadays.
可能在属灵上也遇见同样的难处。
And perhaps we encounter the same difficulty in our spiritual lives.
不太有耐心一直的住在基督里。
We don't have that patience and endurance to abide continually in Christ.
但是约翰告诉我们。
Yet John tells us.
或者说主告诉我们。
Or perhaps the Lord tells us.
主说我是葡萄树。
He says, I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
而枝子唯一的去处就是连于葡萄树上。
The only place you can be is to be connected to the vine.
枝子一离开葡萄树。
And because once a branch leaves the vine.
就肯定枯干。
It will wither.
肯定就无用。
And become useless.
肯定被火焚烧。
And then will be burned in fire.
所以戴德森弟兄有一个很好的经历。
And therefore Hudson Taylor had a wonderful experience.
他从这段经文得到很大的帮助。
That he received such a great help from this passage.
我们都知道我们弟兄是一个很爱主的弟兄。
We all know that Hudson Taylor loved the Lord tremendously.
很小很小的时候就立志要到中国去传福音给中国人。
When he was very young, he was determined to go preach gospel in mainland China.
他虽然身体不好
Even though physically he was not well,
他坚持要去
Yet he was determined to go.
他第一次过这个海洋的时候
And the first time when he crossed the great ocean,
就几乎丧命了
And he almost lost his life.
但主一直保守他
Yet the Lord preserved him.
他这么爱主
Because he loved the Lord.
他尽心竭力传福音
That he preached the gospel with all his heart.
他留辫子穿中国人的衣服
And he dressed in the custom of the old-fashioned Chinese.
他真的是为主劳苦并不疲倦。
And he toiled for the Lord without weariness.
但是有一件事情他觉得非常的不满足。
Yet there's one thing he felt that deep dissatisfaction.
他传福音给人。
That when he preached the gospel.
他努力工作为主。
And he toiled for the Lord.
可是他的生命中常有失败。
Yet he oftentimes encountered failures in his life.
或是脾气的问题。
Such as his temper.
或是里面的这些血气翻腾的问题。
Or some of the emotions that stir up in him.
暗藏在里头的骄傲嫉妒的问题。
Or envies or pride.
困扰他。
And all these disturbed him.
他觉得他的里面和外面不相称。
He feel what he was doing outwardly does not match the character
inside. 为这个事情非常的挣扎。
And he was in such a struggle.
但是有一天
And one day,
当他读到约翰福音第十五章的时候
When he came to John chapter 15
主说我是真葡萄树
The Lord said I am the vine
你们是枝子
And you are the branches
这个事呢就变成非常的大显在他的眼睛
And the word the very word are be magnified itself before his eyes
这个事就讲到一个事实
That this word are it speaks of a truth, a fact
不管你知道也好不知道也好
Whether you know it or not
不管你感觉也好，不感觉也好
，Whether you feel it or not，
你是连于这个葡萄树上的。
You are connected to the vine。
除非你没有得救。
Unless you're not saved。
一得救，我们就肯定连于这个葡萄树。
Because once you're saved, you are connected to that vine。
那天他真是非常的快乐。
And that day he was overjoyed。
他得到了一个属灵的秘诀。
He received a spiritual secret.
从此以后，他不需要再自己努力做。
And from then on, he did not need to toil and struggle on his own.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道我们得救之后有没有在努力做基督徒。
And brother and sister, I don't know, after we're saved, are we trying to be a Christian?
我要怎么说话?
And how should I converse?
啊，怎么行动?
How should I act?
才会让人觉得我是个基督徒。
So that people can feel that I'm a Christian.
我们小小心心的。
And we're very careful.
一不小心我们就露出马脚。
Because if we're not careful, people can see it.
我们血气肉体就出来了。
And our flesh will come out.
我们变得很紧张。
And we become very nervous.
也很辛苦。
And it was very difficult.
很疲倦。
And tiring.
这不是主给我们的路。
And that is not the way given by our Lord.
主给的路就是要连在他的上头。
And the way that's given by the Lord is to be connected to him.
住在他的里面。
To abide in him.
所以我们从来没有看到一个枝子要结葡萄的时候他们哭啊喊啊叫啊。
So you never see a branch of the vine that just shouts and cries as it tries to bear fruit.
它就是顺顺服服的连在这个树上。
All it does is to submit and be connected to the vine.
当然，连在这个树上啊，并不是每天都是这个快乐平安啊。
And of course, being connected to the vine does not guarantee a daily happiness.
如同葡萄枝子会遇到大太阳。
And sometimes they will encounter great sunshine.
刮风。
Or the wind blowing.
下霜下雪。
Or the frost will come, or the snow will come.
他只要坚持不离开这个葡萄树。
But as long as it's being steadfast.
他就必结丰盛的果子。
As long as connected to the vine, it shall bear fruit.
所以主呼召我们。
And therefore the Lord calls to us
要来住在基督里,
to abide in him.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们的地位。
And brothers and sisters, that is our position.
我们得救的时候, 神就把我们按在基督里了。
Because once you were saved, God has put you in Jesus.
今天一个简单的提醒。
And it's just a simple reminder today.
让我们常常告诉自己。
That we can tell ourselves, remind us.
基督是我的家。
That Christ is my home.
不是说当我们来聚会的时候，哎呀，我就住在基督里。
It is not only when we come to the meeting that we're in Christ.
一到家里，一到公司里，我就另外住在世界里了。
And if when we're at our home or at work, we're in the world.
那么第三个。
And thirdly,
我们要背起十字架来跟从主。
We want to carry up our cross and follow the Lord.
主呼召做门徒的人。
And the Lord had called to his disciples.
不是光要信徒。
Not just to want, he not just desire believers.
主要得着门徒。
He wants to obtain disciples.
所以在约翰福音十五章最后，他说：“如果你们多结果子，那教父得荣耀的话，你们就真是我的门徒了。”
And therefore, at the end of chapter 15 of John says, "If you truly bear fruit and call, bring glory to the Father, then you're truly my disciples."
马太福音十五章。
And Matthew chapter 15.
主也说，如果你们背起十字架来跟从我的话，你们就真是我的门徒了。
If you follow me and carry up your cross and follow me, then you're my true disciples.
葡萄叫人有所享受。
That the grapes bring enjoyment to others.
但是葡萄被人享受的时候，是要被搅碎的。
And yet, when it's as it's being enjoyed by man, it's being crushed.
葡萄要变成酒，叫人喜乐，那也是要经过酒榨的压碎的。
And in order for the grape to turn into wine, it needs to go through pressing.
那我们要说，不是神故意要这样做我们。
And we must say it is not God's determination wanted to do that.
那是因为罪已经在我们身上做成他的工。
It is because the sin has done its work in us.
今天若不是经过十字架的工作，
that without the work of the cross,
我们就成为原味尚存、香气未变的。
It becomes a person that still hold on to its own old fragrance.
我们原来还没得救的时候是什么味道，现在还是那个味道。
Whoever you are, whatever you were like before you're saved, you continue to be the same way.
我们感谢主，我们有很多弟兄姊妹还是愿意背十字架跟从主。
But we thank the Lord, many of us wanted to carry up our cross and follow the Lord.
在你蒙恩得救之后，你一天天、一年年，你可以看见那个味道在改变。
And as you follow the Lord daily, you will begin to smell the fragrance.
那怎么样？当我们到世界去的时候。
And brothers and sisters, as we enter into this world.
如果有人在背后说，哎，这个人看起来像基督徒。
And if some talking about you in a way saying that, wow, this one seems to be like a Christian.
那 你已经在那里荣耀神了。
Then you are already glorifying God.
十字架要在我们身上做一个更新变化的工作。
That cross is going to do His work of purification and transformation in us.
当我们说我要受浸归主的时候
，When we say that we want to be baptized into Jesus,
主是把我们带来与他同钉十字架。
God has bring us to be crucified with Him.
当我们受完浸以后。在一生跟随主的过程中
And after we've been baptized and following the Lord throughout our lives
主就要我们背起自己的十字架来跟从他
And the Lord desires us to carry up our own cross and follow Him
但是我们很多时候都想保留自己
But a lot of times we want to reserve so much for ourselves
我们要保留自己的尊严
We want to reserve our own dignity
保留自己的主张
Our own desires
保留自己的兴趣
Our own interests
保留自己的计划
Our own plans
我们一直小心的护卫原来这个我
We're so carefully protecting the self that we used to have
主想要找一点机会来做一点工不容易
And it's difficult for Jesus to even find a chance to work on that self
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters
主在这里有一个很严肃的提醒
That God has a very severe reminder
他告诉我们说
He says
这是马太十六章对不起
It's in Matthew chapter 16
他说凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命
Whoever wants to save his life shall lose it
凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命
Whoever wants to save his own life shall lose it
这是何等严肃的话
And that is something very serious
那意思说什么呢
You know what it means?
就说如果我们得救是得救了
It means that you are saved
但是原来那个被罪破坏过的生命不肯让主来改变的话
Yet you're not willing for the Lord to transform that life that was had sins, a simple life
我们就必失去掉主要给我们的那个他自己最善
Then you will lose the very best life that God desired to give us.
所以主接着说，凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Therefore, the Lord continues to say, those who lost their life for me shall gain it.
因为我们因着主爱的激励
，and because of the encouragement of the love of the Lord,
都愿意舍己。
We all are willing to give up ourselves.
都愿意舍己
to sacrifice ourselves.
是在否认我们那个自己。
It is to deny ourselves.
我们那个自己没什么智慧的。
And because this old self has no wisdom.
没有美丽的。
Has no beauty.
没有什么可爱的。
Has nothing that's lovable.
我们要看见那个自己真是要可恨可恶。
And you should see that that self is only deserving to be hated.
该死是该钉十字架的。
And deserve to die and to be crucified.
这样基督就能够从你身上出来。
And then Christ can be manifested through us.
我们常常去思想这件事情。
And as we meditate on such truth,
当你遇见与人争执的时候
And when you have conflict with others,
当你的利益被人侵占的时候
When your people take advantage of you,
当你的主张没有被人接受的时候
Or your suggestion was not being taken by others,
当你的计划被神打断的时候
Or your plan was stopped by the Lord,
你谦卑地跟神说
And you will humbly tell the Lord,
我要舍己。
Lord, I want to sacrifice myself.
我愿意背十字架跟从主。
I am willing to carry up my cross to follow you.
我要真的来做门徒。
I really want to be a disciple.
这样我们才不会枉过这一生。
Then we will not spend our life in vain.
因为神正等着把基督所有一切的美德丰盛都住在你的里面。
Because God is waiting and desiring to work in us all the good characters of our Lord.
他需要你的准许。
And he needs your permission.
如果我们这一生不肯让他做。
And if you're not willing to do that in this life,
在千年国度里面，主还要再做。
And then in a thousand years to come, and God will continue that work.
那就是在这个世界结束以后。
And that is after the conclusion of this present world.
有那个一千年的国度。
And in that kingdom of a thousand
years. 得胜者将要与基督在千年国度里面一同作王掌权。
The overcomers shall reign with the Lord during that period.
在头一次的复活里面有份。
And they will be partakers in the first resurrection.
他们是肯舍己背十字架跟从主的。
And they are those who are willing to deny themselves and carry up the cross and follow the Lord.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
And they follow the Lamb wherever He went.
不怕寒霜。
They are not afraid of cold.
不怕烈阳。
Nor the sun.
在各样的艰苦环境中，人紧紧的跟随主。
In difficult situations, they follow the Lord very closely.
第四个。
Fourthly,
要我们爱慕纯净的灵奶。
It is to desire the pure spiritual milk.
为了时间的缘故，我再读给弟兄姊妹们听。
And I will read that verse to you.
这在彼得前书二章。
It is in 1 Peter chapter 2.
这里告诉我们说。
And here it says.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵来，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
第一节讲到当我们信主的时候。
And the first verse speak of when we first believe in the Lord.
基督借着十字架。
That through the cross.
借着圣灵的工作。
That through the work of the Holy Spirit.
一直在除去我们里面的卑情下品。
He take away all the base characters in us.
那这个是除去的工作。
And that is the work of dealing with.
但主要做生命建造的工作。
And yet the Lord continues to do a building.
所以他说要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
And therefore he says to desire the pure spiritual milk.
像才生的婴孩爱慕奶那样。
And just like a newborn baby.
我听过很多弟兄姊妹一得救就很喜欢读圣经。
And I've heard many brothers and sisters once they believed they just desire to read the Bible.
我很惭愧我不是这样。
But I'm so ashamed to say that I wasn't like that.
但是要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I want to tell you.
我是越来越喜欢读圣经。
And the more I love to read the Bible more and more.
补回那个过去被蝗虫、蚂蚱、蚊虫简直吃掉的岁月。
And try to make up the times that I lost.
我希望我们的弟兄姊妹也有这个心志。
And I really hope that all of us have that desire.
我们的父亲把他永远的旨意。在这本书中向我们完全的启示。
Because our Father has revealed His eternal will in this book.
我们信主可以说在大部分的宗教里面呢是最简单的了。
You know that perhaps among all these different religions, believing in Christ is the simplest.
在很多的宗教里头，他给你的是不晓得多少的书，多少的经。
And there are so many religions, they give you so many different books and doctrines.
但我们的神是全智的。
But our Lord is all wise.
他不需要啰啰嗦嗦。
He doesn't need to be nagging. Ramble.
只要一本就够了。
Just one book and that's sufficient.
所以我们应该觉得读圣经应该不是那么大的一个痛苦。
So I think it should be not such a big pain to read the Bible.
我们应该立志每天读圣经。
We need to be determined and to read the Bible daily.
我知道我们有些弟兄姊妹有很好读经的习惯。
And I know that some of us have very good habit in reading the scripture.
对不对？有些人就是早上一早起来就先读经的。
And some people wake up in the early morning and read the scripture and then pray.
这样的弟兄姊妹他一定长。
And then people like that will grow.
但是可能也有些弟兄姊妹。
And perhaps there are some others.
没有空读圣经。
They didn't have time to read the scripture.
或是觉得呢，读圣经不太有味道。
Or feel it's kind of boring.
好像跟报纸、杂志、电视比起来的话呢，圣经有点枯燥。
It seems to be a little boring and tasteless compared to magazines or TVs.
所以呢，得救是得救了。
So once, well, they are saved.
但不太爱慕这个灵奶。
Yet they do not desire this pure spiritual milk.
如果有个小孩。
If there's a baby.
他出生了。
And once he's born.
我们呢说三天喂他一次。
And we only feed him once every 3 days.
请问这个孩子会怎样？
And let me ask you, what would happen to that baby?
我看做妈妈的最懂。
And I think all mothers knew.
我们孩子一出生的时候，一天要吃几次呢？
You know how many times they need to be fed in a day once they're born?
应该差不多要6次是吧？四小时一次哦，四小时要吃一次。
6 times every 4 hours.
你看，我们这个新生命诞生了。
And once this new life being born.
我们说好几天呢，哎呦，吃一次。
And if you only eat every so many days.
但是那时候呢，因为也不太有力气了，所以也吃不太下去。
But you don't have much strength to eat by then.
孩子吸奶要一点力气的呀。
You know, when they suck on the milk, they need to have some strength.
所以呢，我们把它饿太久了，没力气吃。
And then so when you're so hungry, you don't have strength even to eat.
太生疏了，一吃呢觉得蛮痛苦。
Or it becomes so unfamiliar to you and it's difficult to swallow.
以至于我们得救很多年。
And that's why after we saved for so many years,
天上父亲的心意。
We do not just know the heart of our Father.
这是何等的可惜。
And that is very pitiful.
这是何等伤父亲的心。
And that really hurts our Father's heart.
所以鼓励我们弟兄姊妹们。
So I really want to encourage our brothers and sisters.
每天要读圣经。
To read the Bible daily.
你心愿强的
And if you have a greater desire,
还读很多,
you can read a lot.
啊, 中等的,
or you have a medium desire.
一天读三章旧约, 一章新约,
maybe three chapters in the Old Testament and one chapter in the New Testament.
啊, 其次的,
and then next,
一章旧约, 一章新约,
and perhaps one chapter of each.
再更少的,
or you have a lesser desire.
至少几节新约, 几节, 几节旧约,
it's just a few verses in the Old Testament and as well as in the New Testament.
总要吃。
Just eat.
不要把它饿死。
You need to eat and not to hunger and starve yourselves.
你试试看。
And try it.
如果你真的没有时间坐下来。
If you really don't have time just to sit down.
买录音带。
You can purchase audio
tapes. 买圣经录音带。
The Bible audio tapes.
开车听。
You can listen to it while you drive.
做菜听。
Or you can listen to it while you cook.
喂奶的时候听。
Or when you nursing.
折衣服的时候听。
Or folding the laundry.
想用各种的智慧把神的话语丰丰富富的存在心里。
Use all kinds of wisdoms to store up the word of God in our hearts.
这样怎么样？我们就因此渐长。
And then we shall mature and grow gradually.
最后一个是与圣徒、众圣徒要彼此交通。
Lastly, it is to fellowship with the saints.
在以弗所书三章这里告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 3,
三章十七到十九节说
verses 17 through 19,
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith,
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And I pray that you being rooted and established in love may have power together with all the saints.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love surpasses a knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
我们信主了。
That we have believed in the Lord.
基督的爱肯定要在我们里头。
That the love of Christ surely is in us.
但是它是不是有根有基的在里面呢？
But whether it has it's being rooted.
还是它经不起一点点的打击就不见了呢？
Or is it disappear with a little bit strike?
这是极大的差别。
And there is a big difference.
我们你怎样使这个有根有基呢？
How do you allow that love to take root?
我们必须要连于众圣徒。
It is to be connected to all the saints.
一棵树它在这个园子里。
That as a tree is in the garden.
是站立不住的。
Cannot stand by itself.
强风可以把它刮倒。
Because the strong wind will blow it away.
但是如果它有很多树一起。
But if it has a surrounding, it has many other trees.
它们的根啊，就会交错在一起。
And all their roots would be intertwined.
如果你挖过树就知道。
And if you dig a tree, you will know.
那些树根可以跑好远好远，然后的跟别人接在一起的。
And that the root of a tree can travel so far away and be intertwined with those of other trees.
这是我们在基督里面能够长进的一个秘诀。
And that is a very secret where and in which we can grow in Christ.
所以我们不要做单独的基督徒。
So let's not be a lonely Christian.
不要以为我特别可爱，我一个人的敬拜神。
And don't think that I myself is the most lovely and I would just worship the Lord alone.
我曾经听过有一些人。
I've heard some say.
他们接受了这种的说法。
And they have accepted such saying.
他们就自己去敬拜神去了。
They would just worship the Lord themselves.
还说我蛮爱主的。
And he says, well, I love the Lord.
我从来没有离开他。
I never left the Lord.
但是父亲的心能满意吗？
But does the heart of fathers, is he satisfied?
如果一个父亲有五个小孩。
If the father had five children.
大家各自都不来往。
And no, they have no fellowship with one another.
光跟父亲来往。
They only talk to the father.
然后父亲呢，每天在那叹息。
And the father will be sighing daily.
父亲希望我们彼此相爱。
Because the father desires to love one another.
希望我们能够连结在爱中。
And to be connected in love.
那我们就可以和众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Then together with the saints we'll be able to understand how wide, deep, high and is the long is the love of God.
昨天早上我们在这里为侯英英姊妹有一个安息的聚会。
Yesterday morning we had a memorial service for our sister Crispina.
我们好多弟兄姊妹都上来交通分享他们所认识的姊妹。
And many brothers and sisters came forward to share about the sister Crispina that they knew.
我们才发现
And then we began to realize,
我们姊妹虽然在家里是一个人
even though she was alone in the house,
可是她跟众圣徒有很多的交通的
yet she has fellowship with many saints.
她借着服侍 跟他们交通。
That through service she fellowship with them.
她借着彼此的来往跟他们交通。
And she fellowship with them by visitation.
所以我们的姊妹就在基督里面扎根扎得很深。
And therefore she took root deeply in Christ.
那我们比较知道她整个属灵追求情况的时候。
And those, when we come to know her spiritual life a little bit more,
我们心真的得到很大的安慰。
And we were greatly comforted.
知道我们的姊妹实在在主里面是一个爱主、忠心走主道路的人。
And truly know that she was one who really loved the Lord and followed the Lord faithfully.
她的离开是我们的损失。
Her departure is our loss.
我们的心都怀念她。
And our hearts all remember her.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们的姊妹懂得神的家
and our sister knew about the house of God.
她没有离开众圣徒
she did not depart from all saints.
她在这里和许许多多弟兄姊妹从小孩一直到老人家她都有了交通
and she had fellowship from the youngest to the oldest.
所以这五条根
and therefore,
能够帮助我们
and hopefully these five roots we shared about can help us.
顺服恩膏的教训
to follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit
住在基督里
to abide in Christ
背起十字架跟从主
to carry up our cross and follow the Lord
爱慕纯净的灵奶
and to desire the pure spiritual milk
与众圣徒在爱中交通
and to fellowship with the saints in love
如果我们能够在这上面有一些好的追求
if we can have such a good pursuit
相信我们个人蒙福
Then we will be blessed as individual.
我们家庭蒙福
And our families will be blessed.
整个聚会蒙福
The entire meeting will be, gathering will be blessed.
关于结果子的方面
And about the fruit that it comes.
我没有太多时间去讲
I do not have much time.
我就略略的提一下
I will just briefly mention it.
在加拉太书五章里面告诉我们
In Galatians chapter 5 it tells us.
他告诉我们说圣灵所结的果子
He says that the fruit of the Spirit
是仁爱、喜乐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制
It is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control
所以说这样的事没有律法禁止
That against such things there is no law
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers and sisters
当我们扎根在圣灵里
As we take root in the Holy Spirit,
当我们顺服恩膏给我们的教训
as we follow the anointing,
圣灵的果子就会自然而然显在我们的身上
and the fruit of the Spirit will naturally be manifested through us.
这是生活里面所结的果子
and that is the fruit in our daily lives.
第二个果子
and second fruit,
是在侍奉上的
it is in our services.
在罗马书一章十三节那里告诉我们
in Romans chapter 1 verse 13,
保罗深深地想结福音的果子
and Paul wants to bear the fruit of the gospel.
他盼望到罗马去也能够为主耶稣传福音的果子
he wished to go to Rome and preach the gospel for the Lord
在腓立比书一章二十到二十二节里面他告诉我们
in Philippians chapter 1 verses 20 through 22 it tells us
他要成就功夫的果子
that he want to accomplish his work
当他做工的时候
that as he worked
他一边在侍奉神
and on one hand he was serving God
一边他也让神助攻在他身上
and on the other hand he allowed God to work within him
就成就了这个功夫的果子
so he accomplished the fruit of his labor
第三个是在希伯来书十三章十五节里面
thirdly it's in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15
讲到我们要结嘴唇的果子
it is the fruit of the lips
弟兄姊妹们这是何等重要的事情
you know how important that is
嘴唇是我们一天用的最多的
that the lips is what we the organ that we use the most
也是我们可能得罪人最多的
and perhaps we wrong people the most with our lips
最容易的
and it's easiest
你不需要太多力气
you don't need to use much strength
你也不需要有很多学过很多骂人的话
you don't need to learn many words that's scolding people
我们天生就足够去伤害人的
and by our natural life it's so easy to harm others
当然有些人觉得自己还骂得不够
and some think that they did not scold others enough
我听说现在大陆有个行业是这个骂人代骂公司
I heard that there is such an organization, career in mainland China is to scold others.
如果你跟人吵架实在是吵不过的话
If you cannot overcome in a conflict,
花钱呢去找人，他呢他学了六百多条骂人的这个范文。
And you can spend some money and hire someone because he is very learned in more than 600 name calling words.
保证呢骂一次呢，对方就怕得要死。
And if you hire him, and the other party would be very scared.
但是我们是神的儿女。
But we are children of God.
我们不仅不自己不骂，也不叫人去骂。
And not only we do not do so, we do not allow one other to do that.
嘴唇需要结果子。
Therefore, our lips need to bear fruit.
弟兄姊妹，我真是盼望我们多讲耶稣基督。
And I really hope that we can talk more about Christ.
多讲神的话。
About more about the word of God.
你如果讲这两样呢，是蛮安全。
And it will be safe if you just talk about these two.
如果你开始讲张三讲李四。
If you start to gossip.
那可能就东家长西家短就出来了。
And then all the gossip will come out.
我们少去讨论别人。
Let's not discuss so much about other people's personal lives. We talk more about God.
那我们的嘴唇真是有果子献给神。
And so our lips can bear fruit and give it to the Lord.
从这个神所救赎的肢体上来造就我们的弟兄姊妹。
That from this member that has been redeemed, let us use it to edify our gospel friends and our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我再提醒一下。
And let me remind you one more time.
这是我们最容易犯的一个错误。
This is the mistake that we make most easily.
就是我们的嘴唇。
It is with our lips.
盼望我们能够勒住它。
And hopefully we can control it.
我们用赞美感谢的话来取代原先那些话语。
And replace our other words with praises and thanksgiving.
用造就人的话来取代那些批评的话。
And to use words of encouragement for edification rather than criticism.
另外还有供应的果子。
And also the fruit of gifts and offering.
生命丰盛的时候。
That when your life is so abundant.
供应人的。
You can supply others.
在爱心中供应人。
That to supply others in love.
在财务上供应人。
To supply others on financial needs.
在亲手的操作上供应人。
Or services.
像保罗从腓立比的教会得到供应那样。
And just like how Paul was supplied by the church of Philippi.
最后一个是忍耐的果子。
Lastly is the fruit of patience.
启示录三章第十节告诉我们。
In Revelation chapter 3 verse 10 tells us.
腓立比的教会是遵守神忍耐的道的。
That the church in Philadelphia is the one who kept the way of his endurance.
所以圣灵的果子中间有忍耐。
And therefore that's been one of the fruit of the Spirit.
我们需要结忍耐的果子。
We need to have bear that fruit of patience.
在今天这个什么都讲究快速的时代。
In this day and age when everything is just demands a speed.
忍耐可能变成一个很稀奇的珍宝。
And patience become a rare treasure.
盼望主帮助我们。
Hopefully we can, may the Lord help us.
让我们来效法他。
That we may follow his example.
那样的忍耐。
And to endure and have such patience.
那样的温柔。
To be patient and gentle.
与人无伤。
And to not harm others.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
诗歌291首。
Hymn number 291.
Oh, 我要像你。
Oh, to be like thee.
主耶稣是神给人的果子。
Jesus is the fruit that God has given to man.
今天他也把这个果子给了我们。
And today he has given us such fruit.
291首。
Hymn number 291.
我们请大家一同起立来唱。
Shall we all stand and sing?
我们就唱一二三节。
Let's just sing stanzas 1 through 3. Thank you.
在十字架上。
That on the cross.
你生命的美丽彰显无疑。
You manifested the beauty of your life.
你被打不还手。
You were beaten, yet you did not return.
被骂不还口。
And Lord, you did not return any scolding.
被害不说威吓的话。
You did not threaten.
你温和的接受。
And you just received all with your gentleness.
无理的苦待。
And all the abusing.
为救别人。
And to save us.
自己死亡。
And you died.
主，愿我们来效法你。
Lord, may we all follow that example.
好，让我们结果子归荣耀给父亲。
So we may bear fruit and to glorify you.
主啊，记得每位弟兄姊妹的心愿。
Lord, remember all of our hearts and desires.
在我们有限的人日中。
That in our limited time.
让我们能够好好的跟随你。
That we will follow you.
住在你里面。
And to abide in you.
一刻不稍离。
And not to depart from you.
主啊，做成你的工作。
Lord, finish your work.
愿荣耀归给天父。
And may glory to our Father.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus Christ's name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.